Isn't this a sports show?
Back to sports!
Thank you, every caller.
Almost entirely.
Like, he is a bipartisan bleep talker. That's what I want to be when I grow up. I want to be known as a bipartisan bleep talker.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I gain energy by talking. I'm a plant in that way, and my photosynthesis isn't with sunlight, it's with attention. I am bacterial.
On 1510 AM, 99.3 FM, and 1510.com.
You know they're probably not going to talk about on ESPN? Too many spider boys.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at JB Briscoe.
People are about to destroy you on Twitter.
I know, I'm ready for it. Oh, but if you want to destroy me on Twitter, it's at JB Briscoe. Follow me, then destroy me.
On ESPN Kansas City.
We're back!
Finally! Oh, I've missed you so much. You being the microphone that I'm talking to. I was talking to the microphone right here. Could you hear me kind of jostle the microphone just then? I grabbed it just out of, like, pure joy. I have been so devoid of mediums in which to inject my opinion. And we're back. Happy New Year. Happy 2018. New year, new show. Welcome to the Dan Patrick Show. All sports today. 24 hours. We're going to do a 24-hour show. Very serious sports the whole time. New year, new show. Just kidding. We're eventually going to talk about my vacation and the fact that Beards' mom made him and his sister do a scavenger hunt for their presents on Christmas as if they were trying to make the second remake of Jumanji, which I've never actually seen, but I think is based off of a magical board game. So scavenger hunts and magical board games seem vaguely adjacent to each other. And just within the last, like, couple of minutes, Carson Palmer has retired from the Cardinals. Bruce Arians retired a couple days ago. Apparently, Bill Snyder's coming back for another year at K-State, which is, I mean, all unbelievable. That's not what we're starting today. We're not even starting with the nonsense today. There is so much to talk about. By the time we get a little farther into the week, we're going to be previewing a Chiefs playoff game. And that's not where we're starting. I think the best way we can start today's show, for me, is with an assist from my little sister. My little sister, Chloe, is 8 years old, and I watched the last Chiefs regular season game of the season at my parents' house. Chloe wasn't really watching the game. She was upstairs, like, coloring, and I was in the living room with my dad watching the game. And the TV was blaring. I was blaring. And my sister asked from upstairs. She said, "Wait, so is his name Patrick Mahomes?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "I've heard his name so many times, I thought he was always with the Chiefs." And I said, "Exactly, Chloe. Exactly." And I thought that was the most perfect way to describe the feeling of seeing Patrick Mahomes actually start an NFL football game for the Chiefs back on Sunday. It's like, "Oh, you just now rose to the surface, but I feel like you've been here forever." Also, it just means, like my sister knows, like I don't know, two things about the Chiefs. My family roots for them, and Patrick Mahomes is a player on that team. And she probably knows that more than she knows anything else. Although, she recognizes Aaron Rodgers in commercials, which is kind of weird.
He's in a lot of commercials.
He is in a lot of commercials. But there was one time whenever he was like, my sister was like, "Is he a football player?" He's like, "Yeah, it's Aaron Rodgers." She's like, "Okay. Who's he play for?" He's like, "The Packers." Like, "Okay." And then I'll look him up sometimes and be like, "Is that the football player?" Like, "Yeah, that's Aaron Rodgers." Like, "Okay." Never really gets anywhere. She doesn't have, like, a big payoff for it. She's not doing a bit. But I was gone for a week. I was in Arizona. I spent the end of my Christmas in a pool. And now I'm back here. And I saw, hand to God, a woolly mammoth in the left turn lane on my way to get to the radio station today.
Hasn't been good, man.
It has
not been good.
The worst. It is the worst.
When I leave here at, you know, midnight the last two nights,
my goodness.
When it's negative one outside,
oh, no.
And I have to sit in the parking lot waiting for my car to warm up for like 5 minutes.
My car wouldn't even start today. I had to get a jump today
yeah.
because my battery was frozen.
It's been cold.
It sucks. I am ready. I still want to talk about Kansas City sports, but I'd like to do it from a studio in like Tempe, Arizona.
That'd be fine. I go for that.
All right, so we're going to move this show to like Phoenix. Let's do Phoenix.
That'd work.
And we're not going to do Phoenix Radio. We're going to do the exact same show. We'll pipe it in here. We'll figure it out. But let's do it far away from this frozen tundra.
We're going to have like a year-long remote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Brought to you by a state warmer than this one.
Yes, 100%. But okay, so we've beaten around the bush enough here. I almost started today's show by singing my Mahomes on the Range song. The only reason I'm not doing it is because I genuinely have like a full verse and I want to save it until next season whenever he's the actual starting quarterback and we can like film it and do a whole thing. It's the only reason I'm not singing Mahomes on the Range right now. I'm going to give you my overall feel from what I saw in that game on Sunday, and then we'll go to the details, and we'll go to this thing, that thing, and that thing. But here's what I saw from Patrick Mahomes in Denver on Sunday. It wasn't a mind-boggling performance, right? I can say that. I'm cool with that. It had a terrible throw, a couple of bad throws, and some electrifying ones. But it wasn't 350 yards, three touchdowns, and no picks. Which I don't think anyone really expected. But it still had so much good stuff in it. And here's the thing. Here's the thing that impressed me more than anything from Sunday. And the thing that has to make you crazy excited about the future. And this is something that, by the way, we saw in college. I talked about this offseason with Mahomes. He always makes chicken salad out of chicken, bad offensive line play. On Sunday, he made these plays with an outmatched offensive line and Albert Wilson. In this game, Patrick Mahomes' leading rusher was Anthony Sherman, the fullback.
That was such a weird game.
Such a weird game. But if you watched it, I think you would look at that team, a team that beat the Broncos even after trying to give the game back by putting Tyler Bray in for honestly, God knows what reason. Like maybe Andy Reid was the last person on earth to realize that Tyler Bray can't be an NFL quarterback. I don't know. He's afraid of Mahomes getting hurt. I mean, really, I just don't get it. Regardless, though. The team we saw beat the Broncos yesterday would win what? Six games over a full season?
The one with Anthony Sherman as the running back?
The exact team we saw yesterday, or on Sunday.
Oh, jeez. Four? Five?
Okay, let's fine. And also, you saw the first game of Patrick Mahomes. You saw the first time he saw live NFL action.
Outside of preseason.
Live, real NFL action against a real NFL defense that has Chris Harris, Aqib Talib, Von Miller. A good defense in bad weather in his first start against with a backup offensive line with exception of Mitchell Schwartz, who played every snap, kept the streak alive. But a 4 out of 5 member backup offensive line with Albert Wilson, Demetrius Harris, DeMarcus Robinson, and Anthony Sherman. Chicken salad came from that. How are you not breathless? How do you not? Like, think back through what you saw. And also, defensively, that team was running out backups. There was no Justin Houston, no Marcus Peters, no Ron Parker. No, a lot of guys. We'll talk about, like, Tano Passanier later. And by the way, this was the right move. I guess I wasn't here to say this if you only hear me speak through the podcast or through the live radio show. The Chiefs managed the game on, with the exception of Tyler Bray getting in for no reason, Andy Reid did everything right on Sunday. You play your young guys, you get your backups, you get everybody reps, and you let Mitchell Schwartz play to keep a streak alive if he wants to, plus it neutralizes Von Miller and helps out Mahomes a little, and you give Kareem Hunt as many carries as it takes to win the rushing title, which for Kareem Hunt was one. Everything was managed perfectly, with except for the random Tyler Bray thing. And you're doing that. You're doing that with backups the whole way through. And it was still so much damn fun.
Ah! So when I was cutting highlights from the game, they had Anthony Sherman's longest career run ever. And I saved that. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, I really, really do.
Okay, here we go.
They're going to give it to him. Anthony Sherman left side across the 45, across midfield. Sherman to the 49 of the Broncos. It's the longest run of Anthony Sherman's career. His previous high coming in was 4. This goes for 9, and the Chiefs move the chain.
Good work, Beards. Good on you for cutting that. That's really good.
I heard that, and I was like, oh, that's, I have to save that. I'll use it for something.
That was the guy that Mahomes was relying on.
All second half.
Most of the game.
It was really weird.
And again, that was the right move for the Chiefs. 100%. Zero wavering on that. I don't say that in criticism at all. I say that because, believe it or not, I'm not sure if most people realize how impressive what happened on Sunday actually was. Go to Brian Baldinger's Twitter account at some point and watch him talk about a couple of the plays that Mahomes made. A bullet with a guy literally holding on to his foot like a child riding on daddy's shoe. Mahomes just kind of was walking him around. Bullet. Two guys in his face. There was a play where the Broncos brought both inside linebackers to try to disrupt Mahomes. His eyes stayed up, threw a bullet, first down. Get off of me. Don't even waste your time. And I do not want to make this about Alex Smith, at least yet. Eventually, you start to say, all right, what do we see from Mahomes? What do we know about Mahomes? And then what does that mean for Alex Smith next year? And I will get to that point. That will be a huge portion of February, March, April, May, June, July, until Alex Smith gets traded. We will cover that, I promise. And this is not about Alex Smith right now. This doesn't take away from Alex Smith's great season. I'm about to say it doesn't take away from the game he's going to play against the Titans, etc. But you saw those things from Mahomes you saw in college, which are things that Alex Smith doesn't do. Alex Smith isn't good at keeping his eyes up with pressure directly in his face. He's good at escaping and making plays in other ways. This isn't really about Alex Smith. Because I can say that about just about everybody in football. Tom Brady gets rattled with pressure. Aaron Rodgers doesn't. Russell Wilson is one of the best players in football at escaping pressure and then making a play downfield. Aaron Rodgers, obviously. And those are the names you come up with. Like, listen, Case Keenum and Blake Bortles have had really good years this year on teams that are not playoff favorites necessarily. Keenum's on a bye this week. Nick Foles is on a bye this week. Not because of him, but that's the situation the Eagles are in. Those guys, as they are now, can't do the things that Mahomes was doing on Sunday. And yes, he sailed a horrendous throw that got picked off early on. He's going to make rookie gunslinger mistakes. I'm not going to get mad at those. I'm trying to create the most aggressive floor on this. You will not hear me say, oh, that's Mahomes taking too many risks, at least the first 8 weeks of next season. And if I do, put a shock collar around my neck and buzz it every time I go, you know what, Mahomes, you can't make that mistake. Because you can. You can if you're doing the other things. If you take one of those shots, and I saw people on Twitter saying, oh my goodness, that was a no, yes throw from Mahomes. You can't do that every game. I wanted to respond to every one of those people and say, yes, you can. If three of those five are completions, one of those five is dropped, and one of those is an interceptable pass, if that is the rate, if you're succeeding 60% of the time, and 20% of the time it's not interceptable, and 20% of the time those no throws are interceptable, you can live that way. Brett Favre did. And would you like to have Brett Favre minus the interceptions? Sure, you brave soul. But man, I'm ready for the whole thing. I'm ready for the whole experience. And what we saw it feels like a Monday. There've been three different times since I've gotten here today where I've gone like, why isn't this normal Monday thing happening? Or I have something going on Thursday. I'm like, oh, well, Thursday is a long ways away. No, it's not. Today's Tuesday. I keep doing this. I'm sorry. I keep saying last night. I promise you this show is live. Like I said, Carson Palmer just retired. That happened at like 4:01 on Tuesday, which is what today is. January 2nd. 3rd? 2nd. We're in the future. We're doing the show from the future. Mahomes has won 3 Super Bowls. In a row.
2 years.
Oh man, I was gonna say in his first 3 seasons. The thing about it though on Sunday that was, again, not to be terribly, terribly redundant and terribly repetitive, but I don't think you can say this enough. Albert Wilson had a career day. Anthony Sherman had a career day. He was doing this in front of a offensive line in shambles. Mitchell Schwartz not included. He is a cyborg. I've never loved an offensive lineman the way I love Mitchell Schwartz, because he just goes out there and you don't think about that team's best pass rusher for 60 minutes. But he had one starter out there with him on offense. Two if you count Albert Wilson, I guess. But he didn't have Tyreek Hill. He didn't have Travis Kelce. He didn't have Zach Fulton. Zach Fulton didn't play in this game on Sunday. And Mahomes was still making plays behind that, you know, blocking sled out in front of him. He made plays with Anthony Sherman and Albert Wilson and Demetrius Harris and Demarcus Robinson, who had 10 targets and 4 receptions. In fact, I think I have somewhere. I think like 5 of those were technically drops. There's a whole thing of like, we could just do this forever. I swear we could do a 4-hour show today. Arrowhead Pride just at one point, they just put out a bunch of stats. Here are just a bunch of stats, okay? Listen, and for the record, not my type of radio in general. These are purposeful. Listen to this. Just sit down and smile. Grab some nachos. And just sit there and listen to this. Oh, God, I could kill for some nachos right now. Nachos sound so good.
I thought pizza sounded good.
It did. And it still does. I would like a piece of barbecue chicken pizza and a plate of nachos. Not like, not ballpark nachos. Like quadruple layer nachos. By the way, yeah, Kareem Hunt did get the rushing title, which is super cool. Arrowhead Pride stats. Kareem Hunt's the sixth rookie to win the rushing title. Colquitt's 77-yard punt, which is the thing that happened, was his longest punt in 10 years. Albert Wilson was targeted 11 times and caught 10 of them. DeMarcus Robinson was targeted 10 times and caught 4 of them. Mitch Schwartz allowed 3 sacks on the season. Are you kidding me? Anyway, back to Mahomes. Mark that forever, Beards. Produce that. Just have that 1 second little liner. Just really, whenever you want to get me back talking about this superhuman. Thank you for marking it. Back to Mahomes. Seth Kaiser tweeted, "This is crazy. Honestly, this is insane. Your head's going to spin if you haven't seen this tweet already." Patrick Mahomes had the third highest yards per attempt of any quarterback versus Denver in 2017. He had the second highest total yards of any quarterback versus Denver in 2017. He had the sixth highest completion percentage of any quarterback versus Denver in 2017. And he did it with backups who were dropping his passes. This was a good defense. And I don't think Von Miller ended up playing the whole game. And it wasn't.
I think there were a lot of them that didn't play. Or at least that was what they kept saying on the postgame show.
There were Broncos who were sitting there looking at young guys or whatever. By the way, Vance Joseph's coming back next year, which is fine. Doesn't really matter. But John Elway is just really bungling this. Anyway. And at least, especially the first half of backups versus starters, Mahomes was playing with the obviously less talented team. And going up against a more talented offense, Paxton Lynch notwithstanding, Demaryius Thomas was out there. CJ Anderson was out there. And Mahomes was the one making plays. With tackling dummies around him. I cannot wait to see what he looks like with the guys who have helped make Alex Smith look so good this year. And I'll say, you know, if I had to put money on it, if you would have given me exactly Sunday's team, but you would have had Alex Smith and Pat Mahomes' place, I think the Chiefs still would have beaten the Broncos. But I think that situation is something that generally Mahomes is better equipped for. Mahomes is better at improvising. He's better at dealing with the breakdowns. The thing is that Alex Smith currently has an inarguably high ceiling whenever everything is going according to plan. And especially in general in life, I'm sure, but also for Andy Reid, you don't plan for things to break down. You plan for things to go according to said plan. And that's fine. That's been part of it for Alex Smith this year. But even when everything's breaking down, I just want to see what Mahomes does whenever he has everybody around him. And the two-minute drill at the end. So here's something I did not see happening, but I'm so glad it did. So Mahomes gets pulled, and Tyler Bray comes in for just, you know, whatever reason. I think, you know, just was so confused. And I wasn't really mad. I was just disappointed. Because, like, we're watching this game for one reason. And it's not to break down Parker Anger's play. But did, by the way, play. So he hasn't been hurt. He's just been bad, I guess. I don't know. We're watching this game for Patrick Mahomes. And then Tyler Bray comes in. And promptly gives the game away. So the Broncos go and tie it. And then someone tweeted, "Mahomes warming up again on the sideline." And it was like someone had told me that they saw Santa coming down the chimney. It's like, "Quick, go to bed! I hear reindeer on the roof!" Like, okay, yes, it's gonna happen. I'm gonna meet Santa and or see Patrick Mahomes go on a 2-minute drill drive to win the game in Denver. Harrison Butker. And it was just amazing. He kept the drive alive with a little help from a Broncos penalty at one point. Kept the drive alive, marched right down the field, gave Harrison Butker a little chip shot, which could have been 75 yards for all I care, because everything is a chip shot to Harrison Butker. At this point, established superhero Harrison Butker. And they won it off after a wonderful little two-minute drill. And it had to leave you feeling stupendous. And there are little things that happen throughout. By the way, Beards, I don't think we're going to take a commercial this whole show. We're going to just... I told you we could do 5 hours today. We're just going to do 2 hours commercial-free. Because I'm like halfway through one page of notes. I have four full pages of things that we need to talk about.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff we were talking about for the show.
Yeah.
Wow, that was almost a word.
Yeah, that was... Do you have caterpillars living inside your mouth? That is horrifying.
I got tongue-tied.
Stick your tongue out right now. Oh my God, there's a slug on there! That explains why that's so difficult. Get that out. By the way, at some point, remind me to tell you about the show Beat Bugs.
Okay.
All right? Just remind me to talk about that at some point.
Okay, Google. Remind me to tell Josh to remind me about Beat Bugs in 5 minutes.
5 minutes is probably too soon. Let's do Wednesday. Let's do tomorrow. It's a Wet and Wild Wacky Wednesday. Remind me tomorrow.
Okay, I can do that.
At 4:30. 24 hours from now, remind me to tell you all about Beat Bugs. Because I promise you, it'll change your life.
Reminder set.
Thank you. But so, in general, on Mahomes, all of the excitement on one side of it, he put too much on a few throws throughout the day. But there were times you would watch him throw a pass, and you would just... It would be on a rope. It would get from point A to point B through a wormhole. I watched driving back from Arizona. So I flew to Arizona. My family drove out there. And then I flew out there and spent the week there. Drove back with my family in a rental car. Whatever. It doesn't matter. None of that. It's important for you to know that we drove back in a rental car. I don't know why. The whole time back, though, Netflix, you can download things on Netflix now, which is amazing. It's not everything.
You can?
Yes.
I didn't know this.
It's so good.
What can you download?
I think every Netflix original.
Oh.
And a bunch of other stuff.
Okay.
I downloaded a couple of movies I never even got to. I haven't seen Moonrise Kingdom yet. I haven't seen The Hateful Eight yet. I have both of those now downloaded on my computer.
Huh.
It is magical. But I downloaded and watched the entire series Dark on Netflix, which is like a German, slightly darker, less funny Stranger Things. But instead of mild spoilers for this German suspense show on Netflix, you find the opening of the show has a quote from Albert Einstein talking about, like, bending time or whatever, okay? There, I've spoiled the first literally 4 seconds of it. And also, I liked it, didn't love it. I watched the whole thing, though, and I made the drive back quick. Anyway, so I've been thinking about time travel. Not, like, intently, just sort of, like, in passing. I mean, oh, yeah, that was... I remember talking about that. Or thinking about that or watching that show. And that's the only thing that can explain the velocity with which Patrick Mahomes throws a football. It's in his hand, and then suddenly it's in DeMarcus Robinson's hand, and then it's on the ground. Or it's in a blink of an eye, Mahomes' hand, Albert Wilson's hand. Uh-oh, Albert Wilson has 192 yards today. It was less than that, but it was over 100. 147. That's the only way that I can explain it. Or he has, like, a portal gun attached to, like, a fingertip. So it's, like, it's crazy. It looks insane. But he's, like, actually just throwing the ball into his own hand and then shooting a portal onto Albert Wilson's hand. I don't understand how it would work, but it does. But he's not doing it like a normal human. And then eventually, on one of Paxton Lynch's interceptions, it was the latter of the two, I believe, the ball felt like it was in the air for 45 minutes, which I know is also not physically possible on like a 20-yard throw, but it was startling watching the difference between Patrick Mahomes just just shoot a bullet out of his hand and then watching Paxton Lynch lob a beach ball. So the juxtaposition of that made me really appreciate what we were seeing. So there were some times when he had too much on the ball. I get it. But you see him throwing a football differently than anybody we've ever seen in Kansas City. And then he starts with, you know, a couple of drops by DeMarcus Robinson, and then a 51-yard completion to Demetrius Harris. And then incomplete to Jehu Chesson, and then a 35-yard touchdown run by Kareem Hunt. Like, that's how the game started. And they had a very bad interception. And then they had the offensive line breakdown, whatever. Anthony Thomas broke his leg. Which, you know, by the way, C.J. Spiller's back. Speaking of time travel, C.J. Spiller just has a rental house outside of the wormhole that takes him to Arrowhead. 100%. That is factual. I'm reporting that exclusively. And another thing that I think you have to be excited about is that Mahomes was making reads. He was calling audibles. He was making the short throws. He looked comfortable even when the offensive line gave him every reason to not be comfortable. Even whenever DeMarcus Robinson was dropping passes that would have made him feel uncomfortable. We saw him in a pretty difficult situation, and he was very good. And very exciting. It's more about what we will see than actually what we did see on Sunday, but I have no reason to slow down the hype train based off what we saw on Sunday. I mean, that's the longest segment we've ever done on the show for sure, right?
Oh my God, yeah. I'm sitting here thinking about how many of these ads I'm going to have to dump that I added myself.
No, we'll figure it out. Also, there have been times we've done pretty long interviews because, like, I love, like, Seth, you know, but Seth Kaiser's answers are
32 minutes.
Seth Kaiser's straight. Answers are verbose, which is one of the reasons he's great. But, you know, Seth and I could talk. I could ask 5 questions and we could talk for an hour. I've never monologued about anything for 33 minutes in my life. Patrick Mahomes does things to me. What can I tell you? I'm serious. We have a month of shows. We have a month of shows in this Google Doc of things that I've written down in the last 3 days, and that doesn't even include the upcoming playoff game. I haven't even thought about the Titans. Which, by the way, don't bother. The Chiefs are going to beat them by 30 points. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I just remembered the last 3 years. They all just came back in a dream state. No, sorry, they're going to lose 15-12. Or win by 30. Or, I don't know, win by 15. Or lose by 20. No, they're going to lose 15-12. They're going to win by 30 points. I am not afraid of you, Marcus Mariota. Mark that for, you know, next Monday. Whoever Marcus Mariota is, a Hall of Famer. And somehow, with a terrible errant pass, he hits Patrick Mahomes in the head with a football from 60 yards away. And Mahomes' career is ended just then. Which would also be the end of my radio career. Not because I can't talk about anything else, but because I don't want to anymore.
You'd be just so dejected.
Yeah, and I've seen the light, man. I've seen the light in an actual NFL game now. Ooh! One thing I just remembered. Something I just remembered, Beards. We didn't get nuked before we saw Patrick Mahomes throw an actual NFL pass.
Yay.
It wasn't really a meaningful NFL pass because it wasn't in a game that mattered. But hey, that counts for something. Bring it on, North Korea!
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
So I was just, you know, I was doing what I usually do in my free time, which was thinking about Patrick Mahomes.
On 1510 AM, 99.3 FM, and 1510.com.
I've fallen off of the coaching carousel, and I now have suffered a concussion. Marvin Lewis is sticking around now with the Cincinnati Bengals. Jim Caldwell got fired after a winning season. It's a bunch of teams have kept the coaches. John Gruden's going to coach the Raiders. It's not official yet, but it's going to happen.
He said he hopes he's a candidate.
Yeah.
After they came out basically and said, hey, come on the team.
Yes, right. Said, hey. Yeah.
Man, I hope they really want me.
It's good, Beards. It's good by you. It's good work by you. Yeah. Yeah. You want me to coach a team? Prove it. Okay, here's an ownership stake. Prove it more.
He's got a flower with the Raiders logo on. He's plucking up the...
Careful.
Yeah.
Plucking. He's plucking the
petals off. Do they want me? Do they want me not? Ownership stake? No.
Do I want to own part of the first NFL franchise in Las Vegas? Do I not? I mean, it's amazing. It's all amazing. We'll talk about all. I don't know. We'll get to it all eventually. Like I said earlier, Carson Palmer has retired. Alex Smith in Arizona would make a ton of sense. I'm definitely saying. Yeah, I said it. Alex would make a ton of sense in Arizona. And so would I. I do this show from a warmer climate.
Oh, please. Let's go.
You have to stay here. The show's on remote every day. I brought home a cactus. I could bring a cactus in here and put it on the console. That'd be kind of fun. Maybe we get like an ESPN Kansas City pot.
A what now?
Flower pot. An ESPN Kansas City cup. Plant holding device. There are going to be plenty of places for Alex Smith to go and seriously help out a team. I'm not in a drug-induced fury to throw him out, but I also understand that his value is never going to be higher than it's going to be this offseason, and the Chiefs need value. You could use some cap space. You can use those draft picks. And they've got the next guy here, which we already knew. But we got to see it a little more closely on Sunday. So I hope. I'm just so excited. As always, you can reach the show in a variety of ways. The best ways to reach are either to tweet me at JB Briscoe or to comment on the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page. We live stream the video every day, and you can comment on the page under the day's video. A couple of things. Thomas says that Cam Irving did all right at left tackle and left guard. He was fine. He wasn't an absolute disaster. That I think it was the second drive, the whole left side of the offensive line fell apart. There's a reason that all of those guys are backups. They have better options everywhere else. Zach asked, though, do you think this game may have given Albert Wilson a spot with the Chiefs next year? And I don't think that this game did. I think that this season did. This is the place where if I, you know, had to actually eat a crow, which I would really love to not do. Although at some point I did think about, if I actually Googled, can you eat crow? And I wanted to offer at some point, I wanted to say, If Alex Smith wins a Super Bowl, I will literally eat a roasted crow or something like that. But it felt like so much work. We don't have that kind of power. We can't just like, hey, I need some hunter to bring me a crow.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be a weird get.
Yeah, right. How do you find someone to shoot a crow for?
Well, hold on. Let's go to the magical search engine known as Yahoo. And by Yahoo, I mean Google.
I was going to say, what the hell? You have... Hey, okay, Yahoo!
Price of a crow.
Well, are you looking for like a pet crow? That's going to be more expensive than just a wild crow.
Let's see.
We could find a wild crow. I just feel like I feel like I only see wild crows in like Kmart parking lots. And I don't really want to eat that bird.
It's hard to find a crow online.
I know! I looked!
This is really weird.
It is weird.
Crow bird price. Here we go.
Do you mind if I do the show while you look that up?
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you. If there's a place that I would have had to have eaten some crow, it would have been on Albert Wilson. I thought the Chiefs should have cut him this preseason. I thought he was overpaid for a guy who didn't do anything well. And he looks like an actual reasonable slot receiver. I don't know that I would want him to be their number three receiver next year, especially if you're calling Chris Conley your number two. I would like to have somebody brought in opposite Tyreek Hill, but then Conley is maybe your kind of your three on the outside. Albert Wilson and Conley rotate through the slot spot because the slot receiver position has really evolved in recent years. It's not always just your little quick dude. You can put a big physical guy in the slot. But yeah, I think Albert Wilson this year has earned himself a contract that might be startling to look at. I don't guarantee that he's back because I think he's going to get a pretty good contract somewhere. But I think the Chiefs certainly have to be the favorite.
You need a special permit to have a crow as a pet. So that probably makes it difficult to buy them.
I don't need to buy one, though, and I don't want to keep one as a pet.
I know, but I'm sure... Yeah.
I want to eat one. I don't want to. I want to be able to eat one if Alex Smith were to win a Super Bowl, which, again, not super afraid of. But I would like to be able to at least offer that. I would like to be able to at least have a roasted crow here that I could eat throughout the show while celebrating a Super Bowl win. It does seem unlikely. Also, there are a couple of comments in the Facebook thread about couches, which just makes me so happy. I had a lovely time in the sun and playing pickleball outdoors in Arizona, but I also miss this show. Mostly the sound of my own voice.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I will show how to pronounce this word. Let's start. Phenesis.
With Joshua Briscoe.
And one more time. Phenesis.
On ESPN Kansas City.
You jumped your own production.
I did. Dang it.
You messed up. Eric Eager from Pro Football Focus had a really good tweet yesterday. Marcus Peters has been targeted less and less every year in the NFL, which makes sense. He's continued to get better every year, which I'll also prove in a second. 2015, he was targeted 151 times. 2016, he was targeted 91 times. 2017, he was targeted 72 times. He was targeted half as much this year as he was in his rookie season. That is a lot less. But his passer rating allowed each of these years is stunning. 67.1 in 2015, 65.6 in 2016, 66.0 in 2017. I would like to remind you that the demise of Marcus Peters was woefully overstated. And I had somebody tweet me, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the Twitter handle or who it was. I mean, he tweets in a bunch, but I don't have it in front of me. I apologize. Not that much. I mean, you know, it's life. What am I going to do? But he said, well, listen, I'm a Marcus Peters fan, but he had two perfect games to end the season, which does justify some of the criticism from earlier in the year that his play had slipped some, and then he brought it back the last two games. And that is fine. That is fair. My point throughout all of that was that the demise had been woefully overstated, and that he was still going to continually be the Marcus Peters that we've known. And I was correct. On both counts. I think I said it a couple of times. No, he hadn't been at the heights that he was at through some of the low moments of this year. But the idea that made him someone who should be traded to the Browns was always patently absurd.
So you're saying that you were right?
I was so right. And this wasn't something that was difficult to be right about. Like, it's stunning that the criticism on Marcus Peters got a lot louder with the anthem thing. and he went for strips instead of tackles a few too many times for some people's tastes.
And threw the ball in the stands one too many times for people's tastes.
The flag in the stands.
He punted the ball. I'm sorry. That's right.
No, and that's right. He becomes a very criticizable target.
I forgot which criticisms I was comparing him for.
Yeah, good call. Yeah. He's a very criticizable target. I get it. And some of those reasons are fair and some are unfair.
There's just so many, man.
Right.
I got him confused.
I get it. The idea that he had some incredible decline as a player because he didn't care anymore or something. Beards looked at me when I just said like he didn't care anymore. Beards
have they not
stared
seen
at me.
Marcus Peters play?
Beards stared at me as if I had said, yeah, like, you know, people were upset that Marcus Peters didn't have the third arm coming out of his right shoulder that he had through his first 2 years. Have you not heard people say that?
I'm sure I have, but it was just one of those things where it's like, you're going to say that guy doesn't care?
Oh, no, it's oh, sorry, Beards. I'm sorry for misreading you. No, that is an intergalactically buffoonish statement to make. That was very popular for a few weeks. And so just that's all. I just wanted to... His play all 3 years has been remarkable. And also, for the record, he does have less targets this year because he did not play in two games. The suspended game and then week 17. I think he also... Well, I think he got hurt for a game in 2016. I don't care. It doesn't matter. But I think he has played less than all 16 games, at least these last two seasons. I can't remember his rookie year. This is a sneaky thing about me. This is I think I've mentioned this before, but this is ironic. I think I've mentioned before that my memory's not great. I mean, I can play like, you know, those little brain games or whatever, and I don't think it's going to help. I'm still going to forget that Marcus Peters got, what week Marcus Peters got hurt in or whatever. I don't have that encyclopedic knowledge. I don't have a steel trap up here for stats and stuff.
I've got the game log real quick.
Which is why I have beards.
Didn't miss a game in 15, missed one last year, missed two this year.
That's what. Okay, all right. I did okay. But I just wanted to mention that because, again, the point was never that he was having a perfect season. The point was that he should not be traded to the Browns and that he was not on a steep decline.
Also, he has more tackles this year than he did last year.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 35 last year, 42 this year. 53 rookie year, and that was the most.
I'm going to tweet that out in the break. Spoiler alert if you're on Twitter at JB Briscoe. The stats about him having more tackles than Derek Johnson are kind of funny, but not all that stunning. The fact that he has more tackles this year in one less game is hilarious. It's almost like, again... People want to look for reasons to criticize Marcus Peters because they don't care for him as a voice for socio-political opinions. He's a very good cornerback, in case you were forgetting. This hour went so fast! I mean, like, we haven't even talked about, again, the fact that Beards had to do a scavenger hunt for his Christmas present.
There's more to that story, by the way.
Oh, I figured. No, I'm not. You started telling me that story. You yelled 10 so loud. We talked before the show, and I said, no, Beard, do not tell me this story until we were on air. We'll get to that eventually.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on ESPN Kansas City. You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
But let's get excited about that 69. I mean, that's pretty good this time of year, isn't it?
With Joshua Briscoe.
Yeah. I know you're excited about the win, but I want that 69.
On ESPN Kansas City.
I hope you're enjoying your 2018 nearly as much as we're enjoying this show today.
It's been a while, man.
It's been so long.
I had no liners to make.
Yeah, and I had no live microphones in front of me.
Four people in the car ride home with you must have just been your own earplugs in.
Yes. Everyone had headphones and listening to something that wasn't me, and I was just talking to everyone else. Then what I did in Arizona, my grandma's house has some citrus trees, but her neighbor has a bunch of trees, and they can't eat grapefruit because apparently grapefruit has something in it that like blocks some medications or something. I don't know. But so we picked a bunch of those grapefruit, and they were delicious. I really enjoy like fresh off the tree grapefruit. But what I did was, as I was eating the grapefruit, I started just carving little faces into the grapefruit as if they were jack-o'-lanterns, and I just sat them up in front of me. I drew a little beard on one and put a tiny little backwards hat on it, and I just told it all of my Chiefs takes for a solid week. That was how I spent my time this vacation time. Also, Pittsburgh police say that Todd Haley was not injured in the scuffle at Tequila Cowboy. The scuffle involved his wife, Christine Haley, but no injuries and no arrests. So Todd Haley is apparently healthy, and Ben Roethlisberger is no longer a person of interest.
Tequila Cowboy.
Tequila Cowboy.
Boy, I can think of some things that place is.
Yeah. Yeah, first of all, I can tell you one thing that's getting...
I can only imagine.
One thing that Tequila Cowboy is getting sued by me because that's my nickname. I was at the Tequila Cowboy on New Year's Eve also, but I was not at any bar. I don't know what that means. All right, so every Monday, Beards puts together Last Week On, which takes you on a little journey back into the last week of Almost Entirely Sports. Lots of good things, lots of good memories. It takes you, oh man, that was a good week of shows. Oh, that was fun and that was good. Well, today's is special because this is our first show of 2018. And we've been doing this show basically every weekday from August through December. Well, Beards had the idea. And again, Beards had this idea. He put himself through this. I did not demand this of him, but I did really like it. Beards had the idea to go create a Last Year On. Beards, you can leave both of our mics on this segment.
I planned on it.
I'd like to hear what tickles you the most, and I'd like to be able to interject whenever I can. I haven't heard this. I'm sure Beards has heard it 15 times.
Charlie's heard it once.
In every direction possible. I never hear these, and I am very excited. This is 2.5 minutes?
Yep. So about the normal length of the normal Last Week On.
All right. So here, in a little 2.5 minute long piece of, I'm sure, impeccable production.
Mostly.
Impeccable production, very average hosting. Or fourth best hosting in Kansas City, depending on who you ask. Here is what you missed last year on Almost Entirely Sports. What I want to do here is I want to do the best sports talk we can possibly have, and then also have the best possible talk about the fact that, you know, Jerry Jones threw a $16 million Hall of Fame party yesterday. I want the show to be smart and funny. I want it to be calculated and improvised. I have a lot of hopes for what this show is going to be, and I'm hopeful that you will you'll join for the ride.
Previously on Almost Entirely Sports,
I will be here from 4 to 6 every single weekday. Not this week because Thursday and Friday there's golf here. Find the station by accident. Tell a friend.
I'm talent, sir. Unhand me.
Kaepernick. I promise we have so much Chiefs stuff coming. Beards is extraordinarily talented. The Chiefs are the Royals, and I'm living in hell.
Alex Smith is Mormon, right?
Alex Smith isn't a top 20 handsome quarterback?
I've barely been potty trained for 10 years. Oh, they're talking about poop.
What a joke. I want national media respect.
There's a computer on fire, I'm pretty sure.
You're right. You should just leave us and go watch NFL Network. That's obviously better than what we're doing.
That's what KU fans do. They expose their nipples for no reason.
Pushing the boundaries of acceptable sluttiness. Like, you will accidentally find nudity on the internet. I am an aggressive cuddler in a consensual sense.
Comma, officer.
Let's save baseball. Here's what I want to say. Baseball, everybody does crack.
There's the iceberg. Here we come.
First, we have to get paid.
Here, ducky.
My poor virgin ears.
48 minutes of ball torture, man.
Man, the Jets must be good.
Whoa, way too much.
Middle of the week?
Yeah.
Hump day? 21 times Twitter was better than sex. I'm a little concerned for my digestive system later, but, you know, let's just Taco Bell, right? Family skinny dipping and risking their lives together? I'm sorry, what were you saying the past 5 minutes or so?
Because I am a terrible listener. Everyone knows that.
Yoshi!
Mama, Dada, Goo Goo, Kaka,
Mwah!
At Jaden Bristow with an E.
Play with me! I'm so confused. Why are people trying to buy a couch here? Stop commenting! Who'd rather have as president? A baby
or a puppy. Penguins poop every 15 minutes.
Nothing's worse than, like, getting, like, going all in on a Halloween costume, and then, like, if you go to a party or something, people constantly asking
know.
You what you
I,
are.
I think slavery like, was worse.
This is the best hair on the station, this show here.
Not sorry if you hate it.
Wow. Good work, Beard.
There was stuff afterwards I went, oh no, I didn't include that.
Sure, I forgot the slavery thing.
Oh.
All right, we did an okay year show. So we, in the,
an
in
okay
the,
6 months.
In the 6 months of radio that we did, which is what, oh my goodness, how many hours of radio do you think we actually did in 2017?
Well, we got to include all the times we were bumped for golf.
But it's about 10 hours. I didn't have that often. Don't make that a big deal, because it was fine. I was not even mad. We had one show this last week. I wasn't here. It was perfect. We did 10 hours a week for 6 months, which is what do you get every month? How many weeks are in a month? You got, what, 4 weeks?
Four.
Four-ish. 40 hours a month for 6 months. What's, oh, crud. Math. 6 times 40.
240, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we've probably done 250 hours of radio, because we undercut. It's probably like 4.5 weeks per month. That's not bad. 250 hours of radio in 6 months. We definitely had 2.5 good minutes.
At least.
Total.
At least.
Yeah. We usually had
maybe
two.
Four.
We usually had 2 good minutes a week, really, for the last week on.
Yeah.
If you want to be really kind to ourselves, we could say that we had 2 good minutes a week of the 10 hours that we did each week.
Those were the only 2 good minutes of the week each week.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, that's, you know. I try to focus on the good here.
Oh.
I want to send that to people who haven't heard the show. And just be like, is this something you'd be interested in? Don't mind the fact that this took us 6 months to create all of these little funny bits. It's not like this was from one show. That's good. What are you laughing at? What was that?
So, the ESPN promo for the Lakers and Thunder game.
Okay.
Had Russell Westbrook and Kyle Kuzma.
I was going to say Kyle Kuzma.
Oh, as a Celtics fan, that makes me happy.
Why? Why was Kyle Kuzma in the promo?
Because who else do they have? Lonzo's out.
I didn't know Lonzo was out, I guess. Yeah. I must have missed that. How long has Lonzo been out?
Like a week.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was a shoulder thing. It's nothing.
I ended up on Twitter more often than I thought I would. While being on vacation in Arizona, but like eventually it's like, well, listen, my family and I can only talk about so many things for so long before one of us gets on Twitter.
Also, I think Kuzma's leading them in scoring.
It's awesome.
17 wow. points. Woo.
Okay, that's enough NBA for today.
Darn.
Let's break down Kyle. Let's talk more about Kyle Kuzma's scoring habits this year. Welcome again. New year, new me. Welcome to the Dan Patrick Show. Also, Baker Mayfield lost last night, and that makes me sad. I like Baker Mayfield. They're talking about him now on ESPN. Eventually, I did want to talk about people getting mad at Texas's coach doing Drew Locke's like touchdown celebration thing. But like, we're like 1,000 miles from even getting there. Like my second here, you know, here's I put little headers on my sections of Google document things.
Uh huh. Because we had that much to talk about today.
Here are my sections in order. I usually do them in order in some way. Happy New Year. Mahomes. Chiefs of Broncos. 2-minute drill. Mahomes in general. Marcus Peters. What the hell, Tyler Bray? And that's as far as we've gotten. That is, I don't know, a quarter of the headers I have set up for today's show.
Yeah, today's kind of crazy.
And tomorrow's a Wet and Wild Blackie Wednesday.
Woo!
Oh, I'm euphoric. We have to just figure out, okay, so what's next? We haven't talked about Tano Passanio yet. Like, I figured that was going to be something we got to relatively early on. Tano Passanio ended up with 6 tackles, 4 solo tackles, 2 sacks, and 3 tackles for a loss against the Broncos. That's got to feel good, right? He had a couple times when he, you know, needed to hold his edge better than he actually did. But, like, yeah, that's a thing that happened. Woohoo! We talked about it now. 72 minutes into this 120-minute program. That's nuts. And I don't think that we actually gave enough time to the Tyler Bray thing, by the way.
Oof.
It was Mahomes' day. It was all about seeing what Mahomes could do with as many NFL snaps as possible. He had won the game. The Chiefs had won the game. The game was over.
That was his first snap, right?
And then his first NFL snap.
Yeah,
Tyler Bray hands it off to Anthony Sherman. The ball is fumbled, and the Broncos pick it up and score.
Like, your first play of your career is you can't execute a handoff?
A handoff. And on the broadcast,
and it goes
like
the worst way possible, too.
Yeah.
No, without getting injured.
It was catastrophic. The broadcast had a moment of like, well, you know, Anthony Sherman's not really used to being a running back, you know, maybe it was. The way that Bray did the handoff, it looked like it was like a run-pass option kind of thing. And I have to imagine that the idea behind letting Tyler Bray play was to let Tyler Bray throw the football, because that's the only reason you can possibly be interested in seeing him play, right?
Or Andy Reid was putting him in just to let everybody know there is no quarterback controversy.
I mean, there was never going to be.
Andy Reid subtly sabotaged Tyler Bray's entire career.
Ooh, maybe Andy Reid and Brett Veach behind the scenes had some sort of argument about the backup for next year.
And so Reid just decided to squash that right here, right now.
Yes, so Andy Reid.
You
want to
have Tyler Bray?
Shoulder.
All right, hey, Tyler.
Go out there.
Hand the ball off. We know you can't, but do it anyway.
And then maybe throw it incomplete later. I think he ended up having like two passes, maybe one pass. Sorry, he had one pass. That felt incomplete.
Jeez. Wow.
Oh, it's so good. Anyway, here's what I think. So I think Andy Reid looks over his shoulder, waves Tyler Bray out there because he had gotten in an argument with Brett Veach earlier that day about the need to draft another quarterback relatively high this year. You know, do what Washington did. They took. I wanted the Chiefs to take two quarterbacks this year. Remember, I didn't have, most of this is on Sports Sunday, so this is. I probably need Charlie to be my witness on this one. But I was looking at Tyler Bray's cap hit number. He's cost like $3 million this year. And so the Chiefs either should go get another quarterback or they should just cut Tyler Bray and use that money elsewhere. I said that all offseason. And I think Andy Reid also just finally got fed up and was like, listen, Brett, you're new around here. Tyler can't play quarterback. What we're going to need to do here is ship him to Tanzania. And I want to take another quarterback with our third second-round pick this year that we're going to get from trading away Alex Smith. Okay, can we do that? All right, thanks. No? Oh, no, Brett. You don't tell me no. I'm Andy Reid. And then he proved
it. Time's yours.
Time's yours. You know what we haven't talked about yet, Beards?
A lot of things, but what haven't we talked about?
It's not even in my notes. You and I haven't even discussed this on any level. Our pre-show meeting that we do every day. Very professional. I bring scones and tea. We have a pre-show meeting. We haven't talked about the fact that we are living in an alternate bleeping timeline. That there was a moment 2 weeks ago now. I guess, no, like a week and 2 days ago. Where we were living in the universe that we all came to know and love, or, you know and tolerate. And then we hit a moment whenever there was a split. And the original universe went one way and everything went on as normal. And in the second universe, in this universe, this timeline that we now inhabit, I guess. Inhabit was the word.
There you go.
In this timeline that we now inhabit, something is terribly wrong. Something should have been our cue to see that there had been a very obvious glitch in the Matrix. I said, Andy Reid dressed up as Santa Claus for a post-game press conference.
That was amazing.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We're living in a simulation, and that was what was supposed to tip us off. Andy Reid doesn't. He dressed up as Santa, went into the locker room that his whole ho, 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 how about them Chiefs thing? And then went to the press conference and answered questions while being dressed up as Santa Claus.
It would have been really great if they'd have lost. And
I think he would have. And I was like, oh, man, that was my only change of clothes.
Here, let me cheer up the team.
Yeah, oh. Hey,
I'll distract the fact that Alex Smith did like the worst thing imaginable.
Sure.
Whatever it was.
He killed four children with four interceptable passes.
And I'll just wear a Santa costume. That's all anybody will talk about.
Yeah, that's true. That would have worked, I'm guessing.
He'll be the bullet.
Yeah. Yeah, not the bullet. And I don't think a bullet shield is really a thing.
The meat shield.
You said bullet shield, right?
I know, yeah.
Okay.
He's the shield for the bullet.
Right.
So that it doesn't kill Alex Smith's career.
Right.
Like those four interceptable passes did.
Right. Well, they didn't kill Alex Smith's career. They killed four innocent children in the stands.
I know. Poor Timmy.
And Tommy. And Tyler.
And Trevor.
I wanted the fourth one to have a terrible name. But we ended up at four too soon. Oh no, there's another terrible interceptable pass. Thump. Oh damn, no. Alfonso. Marinara.
Josh, no.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, like, that was a 2-hour show waiting to happen.
It was even better because I was running postgame that day.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody was kind of snickering on the postgame.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, what's going on? What? This is really weird. And they're saying weird things to him. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And then, like, 2 minutes later, I looked at Twitter and I was like, oh. So I went in the studio. I was like, hey, guys, do you know the Andy Reid's dressed up as Santa Claus?
Danny and Frank must have thought that you were doing meth. They must have thought that you were smoking meth.
They were confused, too.
Of course.
And then I was like, and then I showed them the picture and they were like, oh my God.
Yeah, because like I didn't listen to the postgame audio because I was in a pool. And I'm a degenerate, but I'm not that much of a degenerate. And was one of the first questions about like being jolly or something? Like, were there weirdly...
I can find the presser if you want me to pull that out.
I don't want to listen to the presser.
Oh, fine.
I'm just curious if, like, for just the listening audience that did not see what was going on, I have to imagine there were moments of, like, so
just
Andy.
Stark confusion.
So, Coach, anybody get cold today, or was it all good things from your team? And I imagine at that point, Danny in the studio listening to that, just, like, doing that thing that he does whenever he looks up and just sort of throws his hands in the air, like, what? I never hear him when he does it, but I assume that's the sound that he makes as his hands just get higher.
It's pretty
every
close.
Time.
It's pretty
his hands just raise like 5 degrees up the circle every time. Oh, some reporter is trying to make it a Christmas thing. That's, oh, okay, very fun. Oh my God! Andy Reid's dressed as Santa! Also, the week before I was at the game covering it and everything, and I was so sad that I didn't get to go the week that Andy Reid did a post-game press conference as Santa Claus. Because I don't know if I would have just taken pictures and tried to tweet them out as much as possible and just, you know, grow my own hashtag brand, or if I would have asked one of the dumbest questions of all time. Which would have been like, it would have been like the Cole thing.
You know what he could have done?
Could he have done?
This week that he probably shouldn't have, but what? Oh my gosh, it would have been very interesting.
If he would have come out in a Pat Mahomes jersey?
No. Isn't there the New Year baby?
Yes!
Like, I wouldn't want to see that.
Oh, I would. I know why you wouldn't, but I would want that to be in
the
universe.
No, that's the thing that was like, I wouldn't want to see that, but I'm really disappointed he didn't do that.
Oh my goodness, can you imagine? Can you imagine if just after every game, Andy Reid came out in a costume, in a literal costume? And there aren't many
Cupid.
Guys that could do that. Yes! Yes! Win the Super Bowl, boom. Cupid!
Thanksgiving Day turkey. There.
Perfect.
Easy.
Perfect. Not many coaches could get away with that. Because, like, imagine Chuck Pagano doing that.
Belichick.
But Belichick could do it. Belichick could do it because he's Bill Belichick. Andy Reid could do it because he's Andy Reid.
Belichick would do it, but you'd be very confused.
Oh, yeah.
It would be one of the most out-of-character things I think I'd ever seen ever.
Oh, 100%.
It's like he just comes dressed as Frosty the Snowman to a press conference. Or an elf.
I feel like Bill Belichick as an elf would be hilarious, yeah.
Because you just get, like, a hoodie that has, like, elf ears on it.
Sure.
Yeah, that's all you
yeah,
that's
sure.
all he does.
But you have to be an established winning head coach to come out in a costume after a win.
Who coaches the Browns?
At this point, no one.
Okay.
Hugh Jackson.
Them.
And Hugh Jackson could, Hugh Jackson literally could, he could have come out nude for his last press conference. He would have kept his job because he has gone 1-31 in the last two seasons, and he is apparently keeping his job. He could have come out for his last press conference with in body paint. Just, he could have just said, bleep the Browns.
Apparently Mike McCarthy could, too. He's apparently got job security.
Freaking
Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien and Mike McCarthy and Marvin Lewis are all keeping their jobs. I want, honestly, as a Chiefs fan, I want as many teams to keep their head coaches as possible. Because I don't want Matt Nagy to go anywhere. I want him to stick around. And I guess also Dave Tobe. Someone's going to hire Dave Tobe eventually. I would love one more season of Matt Nagy, though. Let Nagy help keep the offense afloat with Mahomes and Kareem Hunt, you know, bouncing each other out. That would be good. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to go coach the Colts. I'm just so sad. I'm so sad about Chuck Pagano. I don't want to do a radio show about the Lebatard show, but do forgive me here. They do a useless sound montage on NFL Mondays of just coaches being boring.
It's just random useless player and coach audio.
Yeah.
From post-game interviews.
And frankly, just cliches and stuff are kind of funny. But occasionally, Chuck Pagano, we played that sound about the Groundhog Day or whatever.
He just kind of invents his own cliches.
He just starts saying things like he's on drugs. He just starts saying ridiculous things.
I mean, he could have gotten some from his owner. Just saying, there's a bag in his car. There was. With how much money?
Chuck Pagano sounded like, in his post-game press conferences, he was high off of Jim Irsay's drugs.
Did you just see the same face I did?
I don't know. What face did I make?
No. What do you have on in TV?
I have ESPN there? And ESPNU for some reason.
Did you see the Detroit fans?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I saw ESPN was going through a montage of shocked-looking Detroit Lions fans. They have fired Jim Caldwell, which is fine, by the way. That was a winning team that fired their coach. You should be able to know whenever your coach isn't making you better. Jim Caldwell. Jim Caldwell is Bill O'Brien, is Mike McCarthy, is Chuck Pagano. If Chuck Pagano was the coach of the Packers, he would have just gotten his extension just now for 2 years or whatever. Seriously. If Chuck Pagano was the coach of the Texans with Deshaun Watson, he would end up with a whole lot of money. Like, it's just, it's not to oversimplify it, but it is that simple. And it's not that every good quarterback makes every bad coach look good, and or vice versa. There is some wiggle room. But if you have a good quarterback, you can only look like so bad of a head coach. And you can make Case Keenum and Blake Bortles serviceable if your defense is good and your coaching is good. Although the Jags coach constantly talked about how much bologna he eats. Which is another thing that shows up in the useless sound montage on Lebatard sometimes. I mean, if you Google, like, Doug Marrone bologna, which I'm literally doing right now, like, I'm literally typing that into my Google. He donated 350 pounds of bologna to a food shelter. Doug Marrone's ideal meal is a bologna sandwich by himself. That's a Deadspin headline. Beards, do you think you've eaten... How old are you again? Remind me of this. Sorry. It's
25. Like
25. Okay, I'm 23 now. Do you think you've had bologna in the last 15 years?
No.
Me neither. Not even close. There's no way. Definite no. Is it bologna gross? Are we not all on board with that? I feel like bologna is too pink.
Probably.
Thank you for your feedback.
Yep.
I know you didn't have pre-prepared notes on is bologna gross or not.
That's, I missed that part of the production meeting.
Yeah, sorry. You went to the bathroom. And oh, man, I'm going to... Quote, when I was in college at Syracuse, I remember people saying, my God, how can you eat bologna? And I always liked bologna because bologna, you never have to throw it out. In other words, if it's in the refrigerator and you get a little film on it, then you just fry it and it tastes just as good.
I found this picture on the internet.
Is that Donald Trump made of bologna?
Yep.
Wow, horrifying.
And a banana.
I don't like people talking
and
to me
and a pepperoni tie.
Anything else?
Cardboard. So, no, that's okay. It.
I don't like people talking to me when I eat, Marone said. I'm not a sharer. I don't share food. You know what I'm saying? I always tell people, if you want to share, you've got to order your own. That's just how it is. That's the truth.
Yeah, makes sense.
Sure. My mom says that my sister says she likes that this jacket looks nice on me and that I am nicely shaven. Another thing I want to talk about today. I shaved today, okay? So.
Okay.
Well, it's brief. It is brief. God, it does sound like every setup, though. Like, whenever, you know, whenever a comedian is on a late-night talk show and Jimmy Kimmel, or Fallon, let's do Fallon, Kimmel, and Jimmy Fallon's like, so, TJ Miller, I heard that you had a crazy interaction with a dog on a subway. And then TJ Miller goes on to explain this bit that's just completely made up. I did go, oh, speaking of me being shaven, I did shave today. Thanks for noticing. Here's my bit about it. But I tweeted this earlier today, and it's always true. Whenever I do shave, I always save the mustache until last, and then just sort of stare into the mirror at my own reflection. Maybe I'll kind of like gently caress it a little bit, and I always just like whisper to myself silently, maybe next time. That was Beards marking something. You heard his microphone turn up because the fan in there.
Yeah, it's a little loud in
here.
The
fan in there went from wind tunnel to tropical tsunami.
F5 tornado.
F5 tornado. It's actually the brand of your air conditioner in that room.
We got the silent setting.
It sounds like the ocean.
It's not great.
Oh my.
My bad.
Turn your microphone down.
My bad.
I think you could fairly call your job like an audio engineer or something. And you just destroyed my eardrums. Anyway, that was my only point. I did have a mustache for maybe like less than a week in college because like I was doing it for a video series thing, and then I just sort of did it, and people were like, so what's going on with your face? And I'm like, oh, you've noticed. Oh, well, thank you for asking. This is my mustache. It intends on staying for a little while. And I was only going to keep it for like a couple of days.
It's just on the couch.
Yeah, it's on the couch eating Cheetos. And you're going to have to use your imagination for the anatomy of a sentient mustache. The problem for me, it's not, I don't have a mustache fullness problem. I have a coloring problem. It's too light.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And I can, you've got this, like, you have like a weirdly kind of gingerish beard.
It's pretty red.
But it's definitely got a gradient where I'm looking now, your mustache section is definitely lighter.
Yeah, it's definitely lighter.
So if you just had a mustache,
no, thanks.
You would be immediately arrested by any good police officer.
Wow.
With the whole beard, you look like, I don't know, a child dressing up as an adult for Halloween.
I'll have one alcohol, please.
You could have a gray beard and you would get carded at any well-respected establishment. Like, well, this child is clearly just injecting horse hormones into his neck.
It's like the Little Rascals movie where they're like stacked on top of each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And they've got like big fake beards that just cover the bottom of their face.
Yes.
And they look like, oh gosh, I can't think of who it is.
Well, I don't live in your brain.
I don't remember.
I don't know what you're looking for.
Yeah, you know, they've got big long trench coats on, and they've got the hats, and it's like, oh, excuse me, good sir.
Yes, I would like one ticket to
this PG-13 rated movie,
Vampire Vixens from Hell. I mean, wasn't that a Calvin and Hobbes? Calvin had like a movie that he wasn't allowed to watch. Have we taken a break this segment?
No.
Oh, okay, let's do that. Sorry. All right. Whenever we come back. We'll find. Whenever we come back, we'll tell you what movie Calvin wasn't allowed to watch next.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I think we've cleaned up everything. We're 20 minutes into this show. Like, not into today's show, but like we're 20 minutes into this show's existence. We've already cleaned up a few messes.
On 1510 AM, 99.3 FM, and 1510.com.
Welcome back. BHD told me something in my ear just now, but this board is broken. Got it. Thank you. I hear everything that Beard says to me directly into my headsets. I hear it separated by 14 seconds of crackling. Similar to the Watch ESPN app.
Oof.
Watch ESPN on the website, on the app. It doesn't matter. I was trying to watch the college football playoff games on it last night. Because, you know, I'm on my rookie contract still, you know, my rookie deal. Contract's the wrong word. I'm on my rookie deal still. I'm out here trying. I had ramen for dinner, and I tweeted it last night. I had ramen for dinner, and ESPN.com's pixelated bleep for dessert. Because I was getting screwed by ESPN.com for so long. It's terrible. It was like watching Tecmo Bowl, and it, really the quality wasn't always bad. The problem is that it would endlessly play for 4 seconds and then cut out for 15. I would refresh, it would play for 4 seconds and then drop out for 15. And I kept going and checking my like download speed. I had a good enough connection to download another human being's consciousness. Because that's where, you know, my household has put its money. We want good Wi-Fi, and we'll use that internet to get what we want elsewhere. And it's not enough for ESPN. It's not enough. It's obviously it's not on my end, but I don't know how ESPN has this like what should be extremely important program. How it functions so poorly. They just bought the World of Sports like 2 weeks ago, and they're doing worse at this than Reddit's average user base. It's the worst. I'm upset with it. Blake is called in. Okay, Blake, what do you want?
Hey, Josh.
Happy New Year, Blake.
Hello, sir. Am I your first caller in the New Year? Better be.
I mean, yeah, obviously. I don't give out the phone number.
There you go.
You can comment on the Facebook
page.
People
don't remember Tyler Thigpen, Tom Bahali, Dwayne D4?
Oh, crap. Like, don't call that number. We don't answer.
Okay.
Comment on the Facebook page like a civilized adult.
Oh, come on.
Go ahead. Tell me about all of the different ways in which D'Anthony Thomas horribly mangled his leg on Sunday.
I'm not going to do that.
Physical therapy freak.
Video evidence is enough, and I feel like disclaimer for graphic content, not going to do it. However, well, two things before we get to some Chiefs playoff talk, if you're game for that.
No, we don't really talk about the Chiefs here.
Okay, fair enough. I'm just going to get heckled this whole time. Like, I just
yes!
Don't,
yes, why, you are!
I just don't understand the animosity, Joshua.
What is your point?
Okay, first, the mustache. You need to consider doing some just for men. I feel like darkening it up would be a good nice touch.
One thing
you should not do, if you really like, so in college I had a similar problem.
Yeah.
Despite how dark my hair is.
Mm-hmm.
I tried just for men touch of gray, thinking that it would put gray in my mustache.
Wait a second. Okay. Wait. Okay. Go ahead. Go on.
Does not do that.
No.
It leaves gray. Let's just say. I'm not gonna source that idea to say it was not from a solid logical base. Anyway, moving on. First off,
were you drunk dyeing your mustache?
I did it once. I never actually. Shut up. Hey, I'm trying to give you some advice. I'm telling you, don't try and put gray in your mustache. It doesn't work.
Okay, noted.
First, Bill Snyder coming back, whatever. That's something. I think that...
We talked about that for 4 seconds an hour and a half ago.
Shut up. I'm going to talk about Chiefs. I just want to say something about it. Joshua.
Go ahead. Go for it. What's going on?
I know you don't get a lot of K-State time on this show, but...
Sure, equal time. Yeah, we're basically running... We're running political campaigns. We have to have equal time.
Fair.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, so Bill Snyder's coming back, which is super great for everybody involved.
It's super great to just push a problem back a year and to draw up assassination plans for Sean Snyder. It's fine.
Oh, my God. Wait, so are you of the opinion that Bill Snyder's son is going to die before he does?
No, I'm saying someone is going to make him die because they don't want him.
That's what I meant.
That's like, what are you going to, because you can't say no to Bill. You can't do it. So the only option is to remove the option. FBI, if you're listening, I'm not going to kill anybody, really. But, like, really, this is like, he's put the university in a terrible situation. Like,
all right, so Mike Pence is going to be the next head coach of the K-State football team.
Oh,
awesome.
Man, that's going to be so great. Mike Pence, anyway.
If they don't play well, he's going to suggest electroshock therapy.
Yeah, we'll just tell you what. We'll probably give Ron French another call. Just pull him back up. That'll be great. No, seriously.
But seriously, folks, go ahead.
Chiefs Titans. Let's talk about something meaningful.
No, it's my show. I'll talk about what I want. What do you mean talk about something meaningful? Who the hell do you think you are?
Somebody who wants to say two dumb things and then start talking about sports like a real human being.
How long is this? Really quick. Sorry, Blake, interruption here. Sorry for interrupting you for the first time in this conversation.
Sure.
Beards, I can't see our phone system because the computer to my right, I swear to you, doesn't connect to the internet. How long has this call been going on so far?
4:20.
Plays it, man. Okay, cool. Go on, Blake.
7 minutes.
Go ahead. Go ahead. We've been talking for 45 minutes, but go ahead and get to your actual point. We're ready.
Chiefs Titans, how worried are you about the running back core?
For who?
I mean, for the Chiefs, rather. I mean, we did see some Shermanator action. We just,
CJ Spiller's back. There's no problem. Next.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm tweeting back at Seth Kizer about something he tweeted at me while you talk. Go ahead, Blake.
Oh,
fill the
goodness.
Air time.
I because Joshua.
Blake-ub,
that's a new one.
Is it really?
I mean, not really. I've heard it before, but it's better than Balake, all right?
By the way, so earlier, I'm going to put Blake back on hold, actually. He can't interrupt us, but we'll get back to him here in a second. This is something that I meant to follow up on from last segment. There were several movies that Calvin was not allowed to watch in Calvin and Hobbes. Get back to something important. Attack of the Coed Cannibals, Cannibal Stewardess Vixens Unchained, The Cuisinart Murderer of Central High, Killer Prom Queen, Sorority Row Horror, Venetian Vampire Vixens, and Vampire Sorority Babes. Those were all of the movies that Calvin was not allowed to watch in Calvin and Hobbes.
Fun.
Let's go back to the phones. Blake, you're on ESPN Kansas City. What's going on, Blake?
Hey, Joshua. So the Titans defense is I think with the Chiefs weapons, we are going to do okay. Where would you put the over-under at this game? Or where would you put the line? Sorry. We're favoring Chiefs, yeah?
Yeah, I think they're favored in, I think they're favored in, by 9 points in some places already.
Wow, that's pretty substantial.
Yeah, what other super serious things you want to talk about? What do you think about Iran?
I think it's pretty cool, actually. I mean, I haven't looked into it too much. But, I mean, yeah, people dying is not fun. That's less... ideal, but
what the hell's going on?
You know, something about kind of hating a religious dictatorship, I guess, and
didn't their internet get shut down?
Oh yeah,
didn't the government shut down their internet?
They shut down everything. They're putting the clamp down hard, man. It is full, and yeah, I think that it's going to be. It is dangerous, precariously exciting. Precarious in the sense that, like, how do you get
Chief
excited
concerned.
About?
Beep, 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 beep.
Spicy Blake, yeah, spicy takes.
Spicy cakes for spicy Blake.
I didn't say cake.
What'd you say?
I said take.
Oh, spicy take. Okay, that sounded like cake. Whatever. No, sure. I'm really intrigued, and I, you know, it's.
Hey, Beard, keep talking, Blake. It's fine. Blake, don't worry. No, the audience can't hear me. I'm just talking directly to Beard. Let's go ahead and keep filling this time. Beard, get ready to go to break at some point while Blake is talking.
So, with the situation developing in Iran, I don't know, man. I mean, regionally, like geopolitically, it's going to be a really big deal. Sorry, that wasn't probably enough filler for you.
No, we're good, man. We're ready. We're just doing our show here. It's fine. You didn't catch us at a bad time. You didn't catch us
the last 20 minutes of your show. You know, no big deal.
Yeah, and also, no,
I figured
talking
about
in.
Calvin Hobbs. You're talking about Calvin Hobbs and mustaches. I felt like that was enough of a. I don't know. Like, yeah, maybe Josh needs a little help here.
Wow.
Or is that too presumptuous? I don't know.
I need you to send me your place of work, and I'm gonna come in and I'm gonna fix somebody else's knee. You're gonna have to stand there and watch while I do it. But instead of fixing their knee, I'm actually gonna take a sledgehammer and I'm gonna break it into 1,000 pieces. And then you're gonna look over my shoulder.
Can you talk about Calvin Hobbs while you do it?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. And then I'm gonna look over my shoulder, I'm gonna look at you and I said, Did I do good? Did I do better than you? I feel like you might have needed some help. So I destroyed the thing that you were working on with a sledgehammer.
Okay. Good. Just abusing your number one caller. No big deal.
Number one call. You're not getting paid. This is strictly volunteer basis.
I suppose so. That doesn't mean I'm not the number one volunteer, though.
You're not. The guy who tried to sell his couch in the Facebook comment section is our number one volunteer.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go, then.
All right, so seriously, what do you want to call about?
Okay. Bye. I'm over you. I wanted to talk Chiefs, and I'm done. Goodbye.
We're out of show. We have to take 2 more commercial breaks in the next 12 minutes.
Sorry. I'm sorry I couldn't vamp for 10 more minutes for you.
No, I don't, Blake, I don't want you to vamp more. I want you to hang up.
Okay, fine, bye.
He's legitimately mad. He's upset with me. I just love that he called in. It's like, all right, first time, long time, Bill Snyder. Woof. Someone should kill his son. What a weird Skip Bayless take. Oh. I wanted to talk about Beards having to scavenger hunt for his Christmas presents. We still haven't gotten to that yet. Can we do that next, I guess? All right, tell you what. So next segment, we don't have very long. We'll do a segment next. We'll talk about what Beards did for Christmas and how he had to earn his Christmas presents. Unless Blake calls in and decides he wants to talk about killing Bill Snyder's son. 913-491-8255. Do you think assassination is the solution? So far,
in 2018, we have a 100% success rate with that.
So far, the poll results on this question are 1 vote for yes, 0 votes for no. So 100% of the people who have chimed in have sided with the assassination of Bill Snyder's son. Next time Blake calls in, I want you to leave him on hold and see how long he stays there.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
You aren't going to get into another political discussion like yesterday, are you?
Maybe I will. Don't tempt me.
With Joshua Briscoe.
He'll do it, man. He's crazy.
On ESPN Kansas City.
New year, same clothes music. Always, forever. Until Drake sues us. Do you know how happy I would be if we got like a letter, not from Drake's agents or whatever, lawyers, that's no fun. But it was just from Drake, and it just said, hey, please stop using that song every day. Maybe just Fridays. And I'd say, okay, Mr. Drake, thank you for asking so nicely. We will cease and desist. How much space do you need to talk about your Christmas scavenger hunt, Beards?
We've got about 2 minutes of show left. I can make it work in 2 minutes.
I kind of want to talk about it more than that.
Okay, that's fine. We can do it tomorrow.
Can we save it for tomorrow?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, let's do that. Tomorrow's show is just going to be what we didn't get to today.
Which is a lot.
Which is...
hopefully nothing exciting happens within the next 24 hours.
I've got... like 10 more topics.
Yeah, I know.
And here's the crazy thing. The crazy thing is that it's not even really... it's not even that we were off for the week. This is just stuff that's happened this weekend. Like, just in the last, like, 3 days, we've had enough to do 1,000 shows.
Yeah, it's been a little crazy.
Just so much going on. Mahomes, mostly. And, you know, Christmas. And vacation. Meh. Marcus Peters didn't really do anything new. It's just a stat that I just wanted to make you, you know, completely aware of. We haven't talked about the fact that Dwayne Bowe is making music. That's completely insane to me. Now that he's making music, that we haven't talked about it yet. And so, did you listen to the Sound That All Beards?
No, I didn't see that.
All right, so it's he just like lip syncing along with like 30 seconds of one of his songs. Decent.
I saw a little bit of the video, but I didn't click on it for the audio.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. If it just started playing in the middle of the Rap Caviar or whatever Spotify playlist,
it's about as good as you'd expect a former NFL player's rap album to be.
Might be better than that. It's about as good as I expect mainstream rap to be right now. Like not the superstar mainstream, but like, you know, the kind of the current,
the bar okay to clear stuff.
Yeah, the okay stuff. Well, I don't mind a Lil Uzi Vert. I just can't listen to a Lil Uzi Vert marathon. I by the way, man, my only goal on this planet at this point is to get Dwayne Bowe on this show to talk about making rap music. Oh, I would love it so much. All right, we'll be back tomorrow to cover everything we didn't get to today. Bye, Mom. Happy New Year.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on ESPN Kansas City.